This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Many American families are staring down retirement with hardly any money set aside. On a recent episode of Think, Chris Boyd spoke with sociology professor Catherine S. Newman about why pensions are now so rare and who's left holding the bag if they go bankrupt.
How many of us have inadequate savings so far or no saving at all for retirement?
About half of us have no savings at all, and the rest of us vary from extremely well taken care of at the upper reaches of the income spectrum to those who are really going to struggle when they retire because their savings are there but not sufficient.
Some people who didn't put money away personally assumed that they would be covered by these pensions that they earned during their working lives, only to find those pensions cut drastically or eliminated altogether. How is it legal for any organization or company to pull the rug out from somebody even after they've retired?
The protections available to retirees are much weaker than most people realize. In particular, if pension funds start to go belly up, which they did dramatically during the Great Recession, they can be pulled out without much protection at all. We are not shareholders, those of us who are employees receiving pensions. Actual shareholders can stand in line if a company is going bankrupt and receive some compensation for their troubles. But if you are a retiree, you are not among those happy located people. And as a result, it's entirely possible for pension funds to go bankrupt. And if you are reliant on 401k plans and other forms of self-subsidy, in a sense, by self-savings, you need to be sure that you haven't taken money out of those plans along the way, as millions of Americans did when the Great Recession struck. 401k plans are there traditionally as a supplement to retirement, not as a full retirement program. But for many people, that's all there is. And if they raid those funds because of a hard time, which is very understandable, the money isn't there when they come to retirement. So there's a much more fragile structure underneath American retirees, with the exception of the very small proportion of the population that still has a true defined benefit pension. But that number is shrinking daily.
Is it like 10% now, approximately?
It's about 7% now in defined benefit pensions. It was never more than about 30%. But that was a pretty high proportion, and of the unionized labor force, that was a very strong component of the retirement programs, and that has eroded along with union strength.
Are pensions the first place companies go when they're having trouble financially and they need something to give?
It is one of the places they can go because technically they are the owners of these funds, especially when pension funds in the run-up of the stock market began to become pretty impressive kitties, many companies did turn to those funds and start raiding them. And as long as the stock market was producing higher and higher revenues, they could get away with that. And then it stopped. And when that merry-go-round stopped, those pension funds were underfunded.
So I imagine many people might be listening to us talk and thinking, well, this is why it pays to work in the public sector. But it turns out that even government pension programs are not entirely secure, especially if the government you work for is struggling financially.
And in many of the northern cities where industry began leaving in the 80s and earlier, you started getting tax bases eroding. And the city of Detroit declared bankruptcy, the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the country, and took pensions along with them. So this created immediate problems for public sector workers in Detroit. And initially, the proposals were absolutely slashing. In the end, various foundations came together to help save the city of Detroit and to limit some of the damage to the public sector workforce. Nonetheless, they lost health insurance, they saw their pensions decline, and some of them, the worst of all insults, involved taking money they had been given as part of additional payouts in retirement and forcing them to give that money back, either in a lump sum or over time with very substantial interest payments. And that came as a very rude shock to Detroit's public sector workforce, which was largely African American and had been looking for the kinds of stable jobs and generous benefits that the public sector had been known for. Didn't quite turn out that way.